Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lauren from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good. I just moved down here from Chicago, so I
won't
brag about the weather.
No, it's nice, though. No, Jacksonville, you said North Carolina?
Yes.
I didn't know there was one in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's actually home of Camp Lejeune, the largest Marine Corps base.
All right. Well, welcome to our show, Lauren. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lauren's topic?
Food. It's not just for eating anymore.
Food serves many purposes in our lives. It gives farmers something to grow. It helps us maintain our fighting weight, and it bakes into pies. But this week, we read a story about food being given a wholly different purpose. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about innovative uses for food that do not involve eating it. Your job, pick the true story, do that, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, first let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Ever get the feeling you're putting everything you eat directly onto your thighs? Well, now you can. Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, has announced the addition of food therapy to its long menu of wellness offerings. And this isn't your mother's cucumber eye treatments. Food healer Christina Naylor explained the therapy consists of total immersion in a puree of various food combinations, depending upon your area of concern. Broccoli beet has proven effective in the treatment of mild depression, claimed Naylor. Hard to feel blue, I suppose, when you are whatever you would call that color. Garlic squash plasters, not surprisingly, have derailed stubborn sex addiction. And carrot juice immersion is thought to increase self-esteem in the face of failure, which explains two things about Senator John Boehner. All food therapy immersions are recycled from Kripalu's critically acclaimed gourmet cafeteria and are certified organic. We are devoted to better health in our ever-fattening society, said Naylor. We have put too much food into ourselves. It's time to put more of ourselves into food.
Food baths for health and well-being at a spa in Massachusetts. Your next story of repurposing refrigerated resources comes from Roxanne Roberts.
This will bring tears to your eyes. Military leaders in India have a new weapon against terror, the world's hottest chili. Bhut Jalokia, a.k.a. ghost chili, is officially, according to Guinness World Records, the world's spiciest pepper, registering a scorching 1 million Scoville units, or, as Joe Biden would say, really freaking hot. Officials are using the chilies, native to the northeast India, to make organic hand grenades for their troops. Quote, this is definitely going to be an effective, non-toxic weapon because of its pungent smell can choke tourists and force them out of their hideouts, said a defense research officer. Other uses planned for the chili, sprays for women to use against attackers, for police to use for mob control, and for the U.S. Congress for the next healthcare debate.
Chili bombs in India. Your last story of a new use for an old food comes from Keegan-Michael Key.
A pork loin to protect your groin. After a dismal season, the Northumberland Pumas of the British American Football Association lost their official sponsor. Without the additional funding, they couldn't afford to upgrade their equipment. That's when quarterback John Burridge, the son of a nearby pig farmer, was struck with inspiration. Pigskin pads. If you've ever had a stale pork rind, you know how tough they are to chew. When aged properly, the pig's skin make excellent athletic supporters. They're more flexible than regular pads and can withstand more impact, Burridge says. They absorb sweat, contour nicely to the human form, and after a long, sweaty game, can even give off a nice mesquite aroma.
All right, then. Let me review your choices. From Tom Baudet, a spa in Massachusetts that's offering full immersion in pureed food for your health. From Roxanne Roberts, a chili in India that the military has decided to use as a weapon in crowd control. And from Keegan-Michael Key, a football team, an American football team in Britain that's using pigskin. Instead of pork rinds, it's now athletic supporters. Which of these is the real story of repurposed foodstuffs?
I think I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B. Roxanne's story, the ghost chili, being used to control people with its powerful heat? that your choice? All right. Well, we spoke to somebody who had a strong opinion about this repurposing.
It's the hottest pepper in the world. It does make sense that it would be used as a weapon.
That was Andrea Lynn. She is the senior editor of Chili Pepper Magazine.
Seriously.
By the way, there is a Chili Pepper Magazine. Congratulations, Lauren. You got it right. You've earned a point for Roxanne for being honest for once. You've earned our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done, Lauren.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.